The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
Morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and Lynn Carpenter. How are you, brother?
I'm doing better than I deserve. How about you?
I'm doing good, and we're here with Liam, our producer, who continues to yawn.
Good morning.
Hey, Liam. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging out.
I should bring you coffee, man.
Well, I had some, but it's looking like I need a second cup.
Yeah. Double shot, man.
Double shot.
There you go.
We're broadcasting live here at KCNR. This is Jefferson State of Mind.
Our last show of the season.
Yes, it is. 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM, your talk radio, downtown Reading. And we are here this morning with a young man who's very special in what he does, and someone who has a heart for understanding what I believe, and I think many of us believe, our most important citizens are, and that's our veterans, and especially those who have passed, and the honor he's given them. We're here with Preston Sharp. How you doing, Preston?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing good.
Huh?
So far, so good.
So far.
No one's heard us yet.
Days young.
And who's this guy with you?
Ethan.
Ethan?
Yep.
Hey, Ethan. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. So you guys are what, the ripe old age of 17?
Yeah.
Both of you?
Yep.
Yeah. I've known Preston since he was 10, and it was funny because he was, like, shorter than me.
Not anymore.
And his voice wasn't changed. And he spoke the first time at a tea party in around 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time I had him, his voice had changed and he'd grown. And the last time I saw him, which was the other night, I now have to look at his neck. So, but I sometimes feel like everybody's taller than I am. So,
not me.
That's okay, buddy.
All right.
Anyway, here we are. We're with Preston, and Preston, we'd like you to tell you a little bit of tell us a little bit of something about yourself and about the veteran flags and flowers.
Yeah, so I place flags and red carnations on veterans' grave sites, and I've been doing it for almost 7 years now, and I got started placing flags and flowers when I went out to my grandfather's gravesite on Veterans Day to honor him with a flag. And when I looked up and I was walking around the cemetery, I realized all of the veterans there almost didn't have a flag on their gravesite, and they weren't being honored, especially because it was Veterans Day, or, you know, even if it wasn't a holiday, they just weren't being honored. Yeah. And there was just, like, something inside of me that wanted to change that, wanted to do something about it. And so ever since that day, you know, I went home, I started a GoFundMe, a Facebook page. I was just trying to raise money for flags and flowers. I was like, Mom, what chores can I do around the house to, you know, raise money just to buy a box of flowers and some flags off of Amazon or something? And she got some of her friends to donate as well in the very beginning. And it just kept on growing and growing, just like some local news stations, some national ones. And then I made it my goal to go and honor veterans in all 50 states. So amazingly, I don't know how we honored veterans in all 50 states, but yeah, I completed my goal of honoring veterans in all 50 states.
Wow.
And placed around 320,000 flags and flowers out on veterans' grave sites.
How long did it take you to do all that?
I think we started 5 years ago to honor veterans in all 50 states. But, yeah, it's amazing the support that I've gotten and the things that I've been able to do already in my life.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable.
Did that? You think that this whole experience has really molded your thinking as far as what you believe we are as a country?
I think it definitely has. What I'm seeing is it's more. I don't know. I think it's. What's the word? There's, like, some communities, right, that are, like, all together and then, like, you know, think the same thing, sort of. And then they're more, like, of a community. And then there's some that, like, separate them, you know, and don't like each other because of their views on certain things. But I don't know. I don't think you shouldn't like someone just because of their views on, like, politics or something like that.
100%. You know, and I do want to remind everybody we are also... you can stream us on KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com, and we are streaming worldwide. And you also can archive this program and hear it anytime you want, forever and ever. We've been podcasting, and we have archives that go back 10 years. So anyway, when you first started this, and, you know, once you got going, and you, what was the first what was the first travel experience you had? Where did you go first? What did you did you finish out California and then go to other states? What was your process?
Yeah, so my process in the very beginning was buying, you know, red carnations at, like, all the dollar stores in Redding. I made them, like, sold out, like, every week. And so I had hundreds of flowers just going to dollar stores. And right then, that was the cheapest because Amazon was expensive.
Sure.
And we didn't also have the funds. So whenever we'd get money, we'd go and buy flowers. And so we went out to Redding Memorial Cemetery, which is where my grandfather's buried. Mm-hmm. And we went there, found veterans' grave sites, started placing the flags and flowers. But not only did we did that, we also cleaned up all the headstones and, like, weed whacked and all of that. Because at the time, they had pretty bad management at that cemetery, and the weeds were, like, almost as tall as this table.
Wow.
Like, throughout the whole cemetery.
4 feet.
Yeah. And in some spots it was worse. There was, like, 4 trees, like, on top of grave sites, full trees. And it just looked really horrible. But as I started growing, you know, like, the local news station, I just, like, kept on telling them, like, we need to do something about this cemetery. There is, like, 3,000 people buried here. That's not acceptable to have them treated like that. And what their families thought they were, you know, laying their family member to rest where they were going to be, and then what it turned out to be a couple years later is just, yeah.
Now, where did you go? What was the first other state you went to after you started doing this stuff all around California?
Yeah, so, you know, after my road trip from Redding to Sacramento, like, honored all the veterans in one cemetery, like, in all those towns.
Wow.
I think first was either Nevada or Oregon, I want to say. But it was just crazy to think about how I was starting to honor veterans in all 50 states and then actually completing that goal at such a young age, because I feel like I've had so many amazing experiences and, like, things that some people don't get to do in their entire life, and I'm only 17.
Didn't you get a chance to sit next to the First Lady?
Yeah, I got a chance to sit next to Melania at the 2018 State of the Union Address.
Did you look at anything else?
Trump.
Good answer. So, how many times have you been back at the White House?
I think I've been to the White House 6 or 7 times,
wow,
but invited by Trump, 5. You know, it was so awesome because about the third time that I went there, they invited me, and I think it was at the Christmas party. There was people wanting to take pictures with them. And Melania saw us, like, in the crowd, and she recognized us. So she pulled us
over
for a picture and, like, skipped, like, a bunch of people that were right in front of them. and like knew our names and everything. It was awesome.
Wow.
Cool.
How'd that make you feel? Or can you say it on the radio?
Oh. No, hey, I can't. No, I'm joking. No, I think it was just crazy to think about how, like, arguably one of the most important people in the world.
Yes. Amazing.
Like, knows who I am. I think that's just crazy to think
about. What was your take of Donald Trump as a person and in conversation? And did you have, what was your conversation about? What was your experience about?
Yeah. I think the first time that I met him was for the State of the Union. And, you know, we were all, you know, waiting to go into the Oval Office, shake hands, you know, talk for a couple minutes. And, you know, met him. He was just sort of super, like, you know, like, you could just feel that he was, like, really, like, down to earth, like, a good guy. And I think that I've talked to Melania more, so I can't really remember exactly what Trump was like. But, no, it was just amazing to think about how he paid attention to a, like, 12-year-old kid wanting to honor veterans.
Yeah.
And I haven't gone to that many states. I think I was at 4 states. And I placed around 40,000 flags and flowers out.
Wow.
And it was just amazing to be able to meet him and just, yeah, meet everyone and, you know, just have that experience of traveling as well. Because I think I wouldn't have been able to come as far as I did without Trump. Like, you know, with publicity or anything, it's just it's a big, it was a big, like, boost.
And,
and, you know, like, fundraising and, you know, selling T-shirts. And after the State of the Union, the First Lady had a luncheon, and she wanted one of my shirts to show everyone. And so we sent her a shirt, and there's a picture of her holding it up, like, in front of everyone. Which is
That's just awesome. Fabulous. You know, it's something to where... the heart you have at your age is amazing to me. And, you know, the experiences are really something. Ethan, what's it like to have a friend who's a celebrity?
Sometimes it's pretty cool. I mean, when you're around him, he's not the way he is, like, in public or around all those people, but...
So he's normal.
Yeah, he's normal. Well, normal-ish.
Am I normal?
Yeah. Normal-ish.
But, like, just for instance, when we came in here to the radio station, like, you could tell, like, everybody knew him already. So, I mean, I think that's pretty cool at such a young age to be able to, like, just be so known by everybody.
Now, both of you are seniors, is that right, or juniors?
I'm a junior and he's a senior.
You're a senior. And what is it, Ethan, that you'd want to, what are you looking at, going to college, or what do you think? What aspirations do you have?
I'm not sure. I have wanted to go into the military or the Marines.
Oh.
But still deciding. I still have a few months, but it's hard. It's a hard choice.
It is. So, Preston, I think that the people would really like to know what's your next step. Now you've completed the 50 states, and it seems as if God really has a direction for your life. I mean, there's no question about it. Where do you see yourself going? In the future, and I know it's tough to answer at 17, but, you know, what do you see at this point?
Yeah, so what I want to do now is be able to get the fundraising and donations possible to talk with people that have a cemetery near them that don't have flags, and then I would be able to send them 4,000 flags and flowers out. And then they would be able to place them, you know, have a whole fundraiser. And just to be able to send people flags and flowers because they asked for them or because they need them and they don't necessarily know where to get them or how to get them, that they can just sign a form and I can send them flowers and flags so they can honor veterans. That would be an amazing goal. And also I want to go, you know, overseas and honor U.S. soldiers over there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Normandy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That would be really something.
I have a quick question. So what are the oldest graves that you've
found when you were out and about? I mean, I'm assuming you look at dates and stuff, but do you recall, like, the oldest ones that you found?
I think the oldest one that I've ever found is, like, 1780. Okay. And it was at a – this is a funny story. We were this was our New England trip when we honored veterans. Not our last one, but the one before that. And we were driving. My mom really likes waterfalls, so we stopped at this waterfall. And on our way back, I noticed, like, I was like, "What is that?" It's just a no trees were right there, and we were in a forest. There was just no trees. It was like a square plot, and so there was this gate, and then we went over it, and we looked, and there was just a whole cemetery, and there was like it was almost all veterans. There was like 20 veterans, and they're all from like Civil War, like. It was,
Do you remember what state was that in? Do you remember?
I want to say it was Vermont.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
Okay.
And, Vermont or Massachusetts. All right. And, yeah, so that was just like, we go so many places and we just find cemeteries. And that's why I always try and keep like flags and flowers like in my car or something. Because if I find, like, a veteran's gravesite or a veteran's cemetery or a cemetery that has a veteran in it, just, like, off the side of the road in some random place, I want to be able to honor them because, you know, they don't get honored a lot. And
especially if they're lost in the forest like that. That's amazing.
And it's just amazing to be able to get the opportunity to meet all these new people. You know, just even being here right now, it's amazing to think about how much Flags and Flowers has helped me, like, with my life just at 17. And I can use everything that I've learned, either public speaking or, you know, how to, you know, fundraise or whatever from Flags and Flowers. I can use that the rest of my life. And
absolutely.
It's, I don't know, I think it's so amazing.
And what about the largest cemetery you've been to? Which one's that?
The largest cemetery we've honored veterans at was Quantico.
Okay.
So in the Washington, D.C. area. And, we honored, I think, 4,000 veterans there. But the VA, I think right after I talked at the VA, and they had, there was like 200 employees there. And we finished honoring.
To go out to help you do
that?
Oh, that's amazing.
We finished honoring 4,000 veterans within 10 minutes.
Holy cow.
It was the fastest. It was one of the fastest times that I've ever honored veterans. And just to see that many people come out to help me.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
that
great.
Want to honor veterans is amazing.
That's awesome. Very cool.
Do you have different folks that are key folks in different states that help you with this?
Yeah, there is. I tried to get like a main contact in every state. Sometimes we didn't get that. Sometimes we did. So I think I have 30 people in different states that I talk to normally that I've met. You know, because I went to their city, their town. They helped get people out to the cemetery. You know, and give Flags and Flowers publicity. And so it's I don't know. It's very awesome to be able to talk to all these people and, you know, still keep in touch with them after all these years.
Now, your mom has been with you pretty much every step of the way.
Yeah. Mostly because I can't get rid of her. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. Watch out.
I hope she's not listening.
Joking.
yeah, joking.
No, I mean, I was also really young, so I'm really glad that she was there to help me.
Oh yeah,
and you know, get me. You know, she's also helped me just a lot with like managing Flags and Flowers. You know, teaching me how to do it. You know, like, getting the right people to either set up my website or, you know, like getting the right people to ship shirts out or like cups or whatever we have on our website. And also just like, you know, keeping, like telling me when there's emails because, you know, I go to school 5 days a week, so I can't really keep up with emails. And so, yeah, like, I mean, she always texts me like during school, like, hey, somebody emailed you like the other week, VA, because we're talking with the VA to honor veterans overseas, which is awesome that we have that contact now. He was, who was there? The chief of staff?
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
The VA, was that my 50th state? Or the undersecretary of the VA? I have a hard time remembering.
Well, a lot of stuff.
Yeah. But, we're in contact with them, just trying to figure out what dates I would be able to go over there and honor veterans, and that would be amazing. I think that's definitely one of my bucket list items. The cemeteries over there are also, like, beautiful. Like, they're almost the most well-kept cemeteries that you can find.
Well, you're 17. You've got a long time for your bucket list.
Yeah.
Now, what was your 50th state?
My 50th state was Delaware.
Delaware, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, did you plan that out strategically to go certain places, different times, or just wherever you could go? How did it work?
So it's funny how I usually plan my trips. It's usually just I find a state that I need to go to, and if there's states next to it, I go to Google Maps. I find, like, the shortest distance and, like, kind of the biggest city because I want it to, you know, affect more people. I want there to be people that know about Flags and Flowers, that know about my mission to honor veterans every day and not just on a holiday. And so I just go to Google Maps and I find cemeteries. I call them. I think on my last trip I had to call 50 different cemeteries to find how many states did I go to? Six?
I think it was seven.
Seven.
Was it seven?
Yeah, it was seven. So we went to seven states, but I had to call 50 cemeteries to be able to confirm in seven states.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was, and I had to also wake up early because I had school, and they were closed on weekends.
Of course.
So I'd wake up at like 5 a.m., so they'd be open, and then I wouldn't be able to call, you know, during the middle of the day or after school because they would be closed.
Right.
So it was a really, like, stressful, like, you have to wake up super early and then
small
call them.
Small window of time. Yeah.
Be able to talk to them. And then, yeah.
That's cool.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes to the break. And, there are a couple of things I do want to discuss in the second half hour. And that is that how people help you, of course. Mm-hmm. And the other part of that is you had talked about the flags and the flowers. I mean, how does that work? Do people donate that? Can they donate that? Does that help you? Do you have sources to buy this stuff from? You know, and those kinds of things, because we certainly like to help this. And, you know, this thing about going to Europe is really, that's great. You going to take this guy with you?
If he pays.
He may be stationed there by then.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think... Liam, I think we'll go off to our break right now. We'll go off a little early, and then we can come back and have the rest of the program with Preston Sharp.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
A jewel of the North States, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Sally, I can hear you singing to this.
Terry was trying.
Yeah, both of you were.
I wasn't singing.
You guys need not.
I was leading the orchestra.
You guys need to leave the liquor alone on Sunday morning before the radio show.
Oh, come on.
We digress.
No more drinking before the radio show.
Anyway, this is Terry Raposo and Lynn Carpenter back again. We also have Linda Camp with us. How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing good. How's everybody?
Doing good. We're here with Preston Sharp and his friend Ethan. And we are here discussing this wonderful organization, Veterans, Flags, and Flowers. And Preston, before we went to the break, you were talking about, you know, how you want to have flags and flowers going out to all these different folks when they request them.
Yeah, so I wanted to be able to have people, like, fill out a form. So they would be able to request flags and flowers to be sent to a cemetery near them, you know, any state, any city, and then I would be able to send them flags and flowers to honor veterans, and they can have their own event. And that would be an amazing goal, just to get the word out there, because most people, you know, They only honor veterans necessarily on, like, Memorial Day or Veterans Day are the two main ones that people, like, only honor veterans. And I want to get the word out there that, you know, we need to honor veterans every day and not just on a holiday. And, you know, like, if you see a veteran in public, just say thank you for your service. There's no reason for you not to. Mm-hmm. And most of them, you know, they wear a hat out that says, you know, their branch of military, or mm-hmm. if they're in the Navy, like their boat. And it's just it's an easy thing to do, just to say thank you for your service. And it means so much to them. It truly does, especially if they were, you know, in, like, Vietnam. You know, when they got disrespected when they came back and they retreated poorly, it means a lot for just someone to say thank you for your service, because they didn't hear that.
We brought Linda in. She's got a couple things she wants to say and talk about somebody who honors veterans every day. That's Linda Kant. So, Linda, you have something you want to talk to Preston about.
Yeah, I was hearing you on the radio when I was driving in about wanting to go to all the different cemeteries and having contacts with them. Well, I'm with Missing in America Project, and we intern veterans that are sitting on mortuary shelves. But the reason I wanted to say something was, I have contact information that I can give you for the organization to make connections with all the different cemeteries. We're in all 50 states. We're worldwide, actually.
And your organization is?
Missing in America Project.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'd be more than happy to give you the information. We're very active, many states. Mm-hmm. They will search out pauper graves and all kinds of different things. So that may be something you may want to look into as well.
There you go.
Wow, and I have a bunch of flags I can give you, too. Once I get into the storage unit, I have boxes of flags for you.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Yeah. So.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
you
it.
You bet. It's a great cause.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, that connection is in all 50 states. Is there anything overseas? Or
we do have connections overseas. We do have people that do research on veterans. We have interred Buffalo soldiers. We took them back to Arlington a few years ago.
Yep.
If you remember, yeah. I went back to Arlington and did that. Yeah. We also have our own MIP plot back there for veterans back at Arlington. So.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linda's been doing this for as long as I've known her. Just amazing. The stuff you do, Linda, it really is. It doesn't get appreciated. It's true.
We love our veterans, and like I say, you know, they do a lot of local missions here with the veterans, MIP, and Patriot Guard Rider. Mm-hmm. We have teamed up together. There was friction for years, but now it seems to be settled. But, I'd be more than happy. I have a very good connection out of Arizona and Missouri. The president for MIP is in Missouri, and Clyde, Texas, out of Arizona. And they keep track of everything.
Okay.
So, this is great.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Well, so, thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
See you at Sovereign Nines here.
I'll be back.
You will be back in the next program. So anyway, this is really cool thinking about how this could be something for you that could be a life process. Have you really thought about making this your career path?
I definitely thought about it, and it's something that, you know, I'll always have in mind, especially because, you know, my mom sacrificed a lot to be able to, you know, travel with me and, you know, support me in honoring veterans and my goal. She sacrificed way more than any other mom should, you know, like getting into all of her retirement, like all of that, to pay bills. You know, like she couldn't have a job for a little bit because we were traveling so much, and just like certain things that you know, that my mom had to go through because I wanted to honor veterans, and she was going to support me however she could, whenever she could. And, so I just really thank her for being a great mom. And I think that I won't let her sacrificing all of that go to waste. And I want to try and get Flags and Flowers to a point where I'm able to, you know, honor veterans, do what I'm passionate about, but also make it, you know, something that I'm able to live off of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing at all wrong with that. I mean, definitely it should be done because what you're doing is something that's invaluable. There's no one else doing it. There's so many different ways you can branch off of this into doing other things.
Right.
As far as helping the veterans. I mean, you could be involved in all that stuff where your heart is. Frog in my throat, sorry. But that really is a great idea. Now, you have two more years of high school, or a year and a half of high school. During that time, I would imagine that makes it kind of tough to travel. Or how does that work for you, and how do you work around that schedule in school?
Yeah, so my last trip, I was gone for 2 weeks out of school, so 10 days total. My grades are still, like, they're not bad, but they're definitely not as good as they were, you know, before I left. So it definitely affects, you know, school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I make it work though. And, you know, like, yeah, I don't know.
It's amazing to think that at 17 you've done all this.
Yeah, amazing. Well, too, you know, school is important, but it's not everything. And remember that.
Yeah.
Because even though you do want to work hard and you want to get the best grades possible and you want to, you know, learn as much as you can, but it's not everything. So doing what you're doing and the way you and your mom have partnered up to do this is awesome. It's phenomenal. It's respect the hell out of you guys for doing it. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't really know where I'd be at without Flags and Flowers, and like learning everything that I already know, you know, because like sometimes like in schools, they don't really teach you what's going to help you. Mm-hmm. Unless like you have a close relation with the teacher and then they like teach you some other things. But I've learned so much from honoring veterans and just, you know, meeting new people, how to talk to people, like how to speak. It's amazing to think about just how much Flags and Flowers has helped me with everyday things that I'm going to use for the rest of my life.
So what's an average day for you? I mean, you get up, you go to school. What's an average day for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I get up, I go to school, and then after, me and Ethan go to the gym. And then at night, I usually do homework if I have any. And then I go on Facebook, try and answer messages or, you know, reply to people's comments.
So when was the last time you actually went on a vacation somewhere and did something for fun, and what was that?
I would count Flags and Flowers as a vacation.
I would.
It, every trip is so fun.
Yeah.
All the experiences, like everything, like especially going to 7 states in 7 days. That was that was our last trip. It was the like best. I love traveling. And especially going to that many places and then meeting, they're like everyone in a different state, different city. They're all like different in their own ways, like either what food they eat, how they talk, how they, I don't know. It's just everyone's different, you know, wherever you go in the United States. But it's cool to be able to see it in a week span because I got to go to all these different places. Like I flew to South Carolina, and then we flew to Michigan, and then we got to drive all the way from Michigan to Delaware. But, you know, in between there, like me and my mom one time, we finished honoring, we were done honoring veterans, and it was a cemetery where we had 10 people there to help us, and I think we honored 3,000 veterans.
Wow.
So that took a little bit longer than expected, but it was West Virginia, I'm pretty sure. And so after that cemetery, we were like, we're as close as we can get to Niagara Falls right now and anywhere else on our trip. So we went, we drove up there. We didn't realize that we would want our passports when we left because we heard that the Canadian side is way better. From the Niagara Falls. But it's just like all the things that we get to do in between honoring veterans on these trips as well just makes them so much better. All the people that we meet just, you know, at a gas station. Like some guy opened up the door for me at a gas station and said, sorry. I've never had that happen to me before. And like they're just so nice. Yeah, I don't know. It's cool to be able to see all these different, like, cultures.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I would imagine going to the different states and seeing how different really everything is. It's the same, but different.
Yeah.
What do you think was the biggest contrast on your trip, you know, from one state to another, whether it be something to where the just how the culture was, what their thought process was? Did it seem like it was some areas more conservative than others? What was that like?
I'm trying to remember. I think, well, at least like every group that I met that came out to honor veterans, they were pretty like, in awe that a 12-year-old kid met and got to go to the White House, you know, sit next to the First Lady, you know, talk to Trump. And, I think it's cool that I'm able to meet these people in different states. I don't know. I think, like, yeah, it's not only cool to, you know, see people in Reading. You know, like, I know a ton of people in Reading.
Sure.
Like, if I go out, I'll probably see one or two people that I know. And not only that's cool, but the fact that after the State of the Union, I was able to honor veterans in a different state and have people realize who I was insane. Like, I don't know.
You couldn't just show up under the radar anymore, huh?
Well, I mean, I could, but, like, somebody would recognize me no matter where we went. And that was just not only crazy to think about how I was 13 years old and that was happening and I wasn't, like, a TV star or whatever, but I was getting recognized for honoring veterans and, you know, like, raising the word that we need to honor veterans every day, which is it's awesome that honoring veterans has brought me all these great things and great people.
Well, it was a pretty good coming out party on the State of the Union, though. I mean, what better place to be on the national stage to have that be put out there?
I know. It was amazing. And right before we sat down in the – what do you call that?
Balcony?
Yeah, right before we sat down on the balcony – we got to go into a private room with Melania and the First Lady and some couple other guests that were sitting right next to each other because they were like, we're going to be sitting next to each other for like 3 hours straight. Let's meet each other first.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were in there for like 10 minutes and, you know, we were talking about just, you know, just things. Like Melania like was like, hey, Preston, like, do you play sports? Like, I was like, yeah, I play soccer. She's like, I love soccer. And I think her accent is really cool. I think she has a really unique accent because she can speak like 7 different languages or something. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I just got to, you know, have like technically like a one-on-one with Melania and just be able to like have a heart-to-heart and not like really quick rush like they have something to do kind of thing.
Well, aren't you about the same age as Baron? Are you guys close to the same age?
He's actually younger than me.
Oh, okay.
Which is so weird because when I met him, I was 14. He just turned 13,
uh-huh.
And he was 6 foot like 6. And I was so confused. I had to double check once I got back to the hotel that night how old he was. But I have the picture with him, and he's just like a foot taller than me. And I was like, dude, I'm older than you. This doesn't make sense. Like, I've never seen a 13-year-old that tall before.
That's great.
Yeah, he's really grown. I mean, he's taller now, big time.
He's taller than Trump.
Yeah. That's well, that's probably part of the reason why she was able, you know, she engaged with you because she has a son your age, right? Or approximately your age. So taking on that mom role, you know, for you being there too and knowing the importance of what's going on when you're there and, you know, making sure you're comfortable and that your mom is comfortable as well, that your guys are good with where you're at because, like, 3 hours of sitting there.
Yeah.
You're like, but, on an airplane forever.
Yeah, so we've only got the chance to meet Baron once. That was at the Christmas party. Can't tell you what year. so we saw him and we was like, hey, can we get a picture? He's like, yeah. He's a really nice guy, but I think because, you know, he's the president's, like, son, it's weird because they don't get to, you know, have normal interactions with kids. They have to, you know, they're not living a normal life. So I think, it was a little bit like, he just didn't really talk to more people than just, you know, his close friends. There was a couple of his friends there from his school. There was that, and then, like, you know, Trump and Melania. And then that was, like, kind of the only people that he was able to talk to because they're under, like, a lot of security.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know. It was just so amazing to be able to meet him. But I think, you know, since he's not able to talk to that many people, it was a little bit like meeting new people was stressful or weird to him. It didn't feel, like, comfortable.
Right.
But, I'm just really glad that I got to meet him.
Good. Yeah, I've got a quick question. What do you think about the fundraiser that happened here in Anderson last week?
Yeah, I think it was amazing.
Just for our listeners that don't know, we had a fundraiser for you last week, and it was held at the VFW Hall in Anderson, and it was an auction and a dinner, and it was a fundraiser for your organization. So what do you think? How do you think it all went?
I think it went amazing. You know, Ethan was there. He was helping me, like, sell shirts.
Setting up a tent.
Yeah. yeah, so I don't know. It was just amazing to be able to – most of my friends help with Flags and Flowers. Like, I'm pretty sure Ethan's came out to help place Flags and Flowers. And it's cool to have my friends there as well to help and meet everyone, meet all the veterans there.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was an amazing event. You know, there was 190 people,
yeah.
I think, around there. And, you know, it was almost sold out. And, you know, for my first fundraiser, I think we did pretty good. And, it was a lot of fun, a lot of, you know, great raffle items. And, I don't know, I loved everyone there. The energy was really good. And I was just smiling the whole time. My jaw hurt so bad after that night.
Especially all the pictures being taken and everything. Well, that's cool, too. You know, a lot of them were veterans that were there, you know, and, like, had one of the old veterans there, Dick, you know.
He was
He was the oldest one in the room.
Yeah. Yeah, he also kissed me.
Yeah,
but he paid to kiss you, right?
Yeah.
He paid $100 to give you a
kiss. I think that's worse. No.
Oh, that's funny.
It was all fun. He's a funny guy.
He is. He's a great guy. He supports everybody everywhere on everything. So yeah, I wasn't surprised to see him there at all.
Yeah.
Now, how can people help you at this point? Where can they go to help you? And how is that? How can they donate? Where can they donate? And where can they help you? And how does that work?
Yeah. So I have a website, PrestonSharp.net. There's, you know, you go on there. You see just like a home page, and then there's a table of contents on the top right. You know, it says, you know, about Flags and Flowers. There's the donations. There's the store where you can get, like, we have, like, coffee cups that say have the Flags and Flowers emblem on it. And then we have challenge coins. We have pens. We have... like the shirt pins as well. And then we also sell, like, you know, the Preston Sharp, like the Flags and Flowers and then Honor Veterans Every Day on the back. And, I love those shirts because every time I wear it out, somebody says, like, hey, like, I like your shirt. And I think that's awesome that I'm able to actually have people, like, look at my shirts that I'm selling. For more people to be able to, you know, get them and then have Honor Veterans Every Day, you know, wear it. Yeah, it just keeps on spreading and spreading. Like, hey, I saw this guy wearing an Honor Veterans Every Day shirt. Like, where can I get that?
Yeah.
And then there's also, you know, I have social media, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Preston C. Sharp, or you should be able to look up Preston Sharp, hopefully, and find me.
One thing we've been thinking about, we can kind of kick this around. Right now there's AmFest that's in Arizona. A bunch of people speaking there, Tucker Carlson.
What does AmFest stand for?
America Fest.
America Fest.
Okay. So they call it AmFest.
And
anyway, it's about 3 days of different seminars, speakers, you know, Dinesh D'Souza, Mike Lindell, on and on and on. And we've talked about, especially with a lot of the a lot of the things happening here in Shasta County, which is unique to not only California, but unique to the United States in a lot of counties, about a Freedom Fest right here in Redding. And if we do succeed in having that, we're going to get some speakers coming in from out of town. But we want to do that because I think that this county has really stemmed a lot of great people and a lot of great causes. And I think that we're really the tip of the spear when it comes to keeping our liberty for our country. Would you be interested in speaking of that?
I would love that. Thank you. Thank you for the honor.
Okay.
That's amazing.
And Ethan, would you sell a couple t-shirts?
I mean, yeah. I don't know. Why not?
Coffee cups? Huh? Coffee cups, too?
Sure.
Yeah. Should have your own branded coffee.
There you go.
But yeah, I think that really with what you're doing and how that's just mushroomed into something nationwide, I think that's so important. And I think it's so important to give it, you know, for folks to understand that, you know, that our young people are looking forward to creating an environment of liberty and creating an environment, especially in this case, of patriotism. And I think that's really the key. And
especially at a very young age.
Especially at a young age.
I mean, you started when you were 10 or 12?
10 years old.
Yeah. 10 years old. I remember when you came to the meeting.
I know. Yeah,
pass the hat. seed the fun there. And what, was there 300 people in the room at the time?
Yeah.
And it was packed house. And you and your mom came in, and you were quite shy.
Well,
first time I was
new
people.
To the whole thing.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. But you did it. That's the thing. You did it. You stood up there and you did it.
So what's the very next place you're going to go? What's next on the agenda for you?
I think next on the agenda is to, like, going overseas.
That is the next thing.
It's like the next,
So hopefully by summertime. When you're
hopefully.
Out of school. Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully either summertime or even before summertime, like just on a break or even not on a break. It's so worth it to go and honor veterans over there. I'd miss school any day to go over and do that. Yeah. And not only like is it crazy to think about how, you know, like Reading's like somewhat of a small town, and I'm just like, it's cool to be like living proof that if you have a goal or something that you want to do, you can do it, like, no matter what. Like, I was 10, and, like, look where I am now.
Yeah.
Like, you can do anything that you set your mind to, but you just have to, you know, follow that and don't let anything come in your way. Like, don't let anything come in between you and your goal and your dreams.
Very wise. And also, you know, the thing that you do is you lead by example. I mean, you go out there and do and perform what you want people to help you do, and I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So now, do you need supplies? Obviously, money is the best thing so that you can buy the supplies you need. So you don't need people just throwing material donations at you in that regard, right? It's easier to have the money. That way you can buy exactly what you need when you need it.
I mean, if you have mass amounts of red carnations, like fake red carnations, like, yeah, I'd of course accept those.
Okay.
You know, I have a shed that was built for me by the Breakfast Lions Club.
Okay.
In my backyard. So we were able to store all of these flags and flowers. Because my mom, our garage was full. She couldn't even park in our garage before they made that. And So our garage is like, there's no flag and flower things in there now, but it was like, the almost half the garage was full of just flags or flowers or cleaning supplies and all of these things. And
now when you go, you load all the stuff. Like when you fly, you load all the stuff and you ship it out. How do you do that?
Yeah, so sometimes we drop ship the flowers, and then sometimes they already have flags.
Okay.
The cemetery. So we ask to use theirs. Sometimes they say yes. Sometimes they say no. So we might have to ship them flags as well. We try not to bring them with us because it costs more, like on a plane, like you have to pay for the baggage.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
We have about 2 minutes. Can you give us the way people get a hold of you, where they donate, and the way they write out the check and those kinds of things?
Yeah, so you can get a hold of me, Veterans Flags and Flowers, or veteransflagsflowers@gmail.com. That's on my website. That's listed everywhere on my social media. Just Preston C. Sharp. And on Instagram, it's Real Preston Sharp. And after Donald Trump, because his name is Real Donald Trump. So.
And then your website is PrestonSharp.net?
Yes, PrestonSharp.net is my website. You
and that's
can donate.
Everything listed on there?
Yep.
Okay. And that would be a good spot to start up with then.
Well, with that, we want to remind everybody you can go back to the archive and listen to this forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been here with Preston Sharp and Ethan, and time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Don't serve us, serve LA. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.